It's a very good morning to Eric Whitehouse. Eric is the father of the boho country rock trio Vixens of Fall, who have wowed audiences right around Australia. And most importantly, he's the driving force behind the revival of the Moreton Bay Zone Urban Country Music Festival. Good morning, Eric.
Good morning, Rosemary.
Now, Eric, we spoke a little earlier this morning in regards to this music festival. It ran for 13 years and finished, and I'm sure you've told me that it finished in about 2016. But guess what? You're going to get it going again, and we are so excited about this.
Yes, well, 2016 was the first public appearance for Vixens of Fall, and of course it made a lasting impression on them, and it also impressed on us the importance of bringing young musicians through the process. And unfortunately, a lot of people have to fight their way. The music industry is pretty tough, and we sort of want to make that process a little bit more transparent and a little bit easier for them. So we're going to hold the Queensland Stardust Talent Quest, which will ultimately go through and pick a winner for that for this year. And that's the keystone of what we started. But the impact that it's had, this the revival of it on the community, has been tremendous.
Oh, yeah.
Everyone we've spoken to in the community, because we have a committee of 16 to 20 of us that are actually operating this, and everyone reports back that people just love it. People are so excited about it.
Mm.
We've now got our Facebook page and our web pages up as of last night. We have a launch coming up on the 9th of February at the Caboolture Showgrounds.
Okay.
And it's a Sunday during the Sunday markets. That's when we'll announce the full lineup.
Now, you've mentioned Caboolture Showgrounds. Eric, I'm imagining that that is where the festival is going to
This year we'll have a pre-dining, a pre-event dining experience, a long table dining experience on the Friday night, the 3rd of October, and the festival proper will be on the Saturday, the 4th of October.
Yes,
and it'll be a full day event, a big day. It starts off in the main arena where we'll hold the majority of the talent quest, and our headliner, as I previously mentioned, is Becky Cole, and Becky's really excited to be back at Urban Country Music Festival. And then we'll transfer over to the Gamgee Pavilion, where we've got the major concert, and we've got another five or six Australian artists in there that are going to wow people.
Now, Eric, with the Gamgee building, I think spaces might be a little tiny bit limited.
They are. This first year, we're not looking to break any records in terms of attendance.
Yep. Good.
What we're trying to do is run a community event that's affordable to people.
Mm.
So during the day, ticket prices will start at $39.95. for an adult.
Wow.
And due to the, and I can't announce the major sponsor just yet, but due to the generosity of the major sponsor, all children will be free to the event.
Wow. How good is that? I mean, for people that have come, that are new to this region, our Urban Music Festival was something to plan for. You know, if you were just going to go, you knew you were going, and you knew it quite a long time before it came. And the days were just filled with lots of wonderful things. We're still going to have all of the things that we had previously?
Pretty much. And probably a little bit more. We've got a craft brewing festival, so that'll be a competitive arrangement. But we'll also have a blazing barbecue and smokers cook-off. And once again, each of those stalls or suppliers will have an affordable range that allows people to go to the festival without spending hundreds of dollars.
Yeah.
We've also got a car and ute show. We've got children's amusements, petting zoo. We've got face painting, bubble making, all sorts of things to keep people entertained. And of course, we'll have a whole string of sponsors who bring their market.
In regards to the things that have happened previously, what are some of the other things that made this community event such a very special event?
Well, I think what'll make it is that fact that we're looking to make it an affordable, sustainable thing. So we're not going to be breaking any big records the first year.
Mm.
What we're going to do is try and over-deliver and under-promise. The idea is that the community can come there, spread their picnic rug out, put their chairs up and enjoy a day of country music. And if they choose, they can then go on to carry into the evening's entertainment, which is a separate thing. But it brings the community together. What it does is, after COVID, we were so disjointed, a lot of music festivals closing down and lack of government funding and all the rest of it. And as a committee, we decided that we're not going to rely on government funding. We're going to rely on community funding and make it a community event, community-led for the community. And one of those things that prompted to that is the fact that we have a close association with 121 Networks, of which I'm involved, and the Angelus community. And a lot of people haven't heard of these two organisations.
No, tell us about that.
Well, Angelus community has actually been active in the Caboolture area for some 30 years.
Oh.
And what they do is they work in the area of people who are in danger of being homeless, mainly women over 55 or men and women over 55. And the estimate for this area is that there's 3,500 women over 55 in danger of being homeless. That means they're either sleeping on the couch, sleeping or staying with children or family members, or they're living in their cars.
Yeah.
And, you know, that can't go on. Someone has to do something. So the Angelus community actually operate 10 houses within the Moreton district, very discreetly. No one knows about it.
No.
And our aim is to give people a home with dignity.
Yeah.
And it's a shared accommodation, but it becomes a small community within the houses. They support each other, and the Angelus community also go in there with additional services and support.
Okay.
So we want to expand that. So the whole idea of the festival is that we're going to use this as a fundraising vehicle for that. Then it'll have a direct community benefit as well.
Yeah, absolutely. But any festival, Eric, brings a whole lot of financial benefits to the whole community, doesn't it?
It does.
We're talking accommodation, we're talking petrol, we're talking everything.
Absolutely. Yeah. Employment, investment, it goes on and on. And there's figures out which are widely published through Music Australia, where they've studied 300 festivals in Australia. The economic benefits to the region are tremendous,
mm-hmm.
you know, and I think that's one of the reasons that people are getting behind it, because they do know that there's an onflow from our initial effort.
Yes, absolutely. Now, I'm just thinking that with you sort of starting out this year again, getting it rolling, the artists need to be looked after, and they need to be looked after well. Don't they, Eric?
They do. And that's one of the things that we've found as artists ourselves through Vixens of Fall, is that some community festivals take advantage of the artists and get the artists to go and work there and ply their trade and do their entertaining for very little return. And we found also that the artists aren't looked after in terms of accommodation.
Mm-hmm.
They're not paid properly. And that's something that we will not tolerate.
Okay.
So we've worked closely with the artists who will be on our lineup. They will be looked after. Their needs will be met. And the result in that, of course, is that they want to be in the festival.
Yeah, they want to come back next year.
Absolutely. And we're already getting applications coming in for 2026.
Oh, Eric, this is music to my ears, and I'm sure that anybody that has experienced an urban music festival, it will be music to theirs. And I think I started to say earlier that for people that are new to our area, and you, all of us know how many people are coming to this area, what a great opportunity for them to get to know this region in a different light.
Absolutely. Yeah. And to be involved, because obviously we're going to need probably around about 100 to 120 volunteers to make all this happen.
Yeah.
Because, you know, we're not, unlike previous festivals, we're not paying staff.
No.
There's a core, as I said, a membership committee. We have different managers running different elements of the thing, but they need volunteers. And that's the next thing is we'll be opening volunteers on our website and on Facebook.
Okay. Now,
opportunities.
Now, you did say that the website is up and running, Eric.
Yes, just up and running. And there's already been a tremendous response overnight.
Oh, truly?
I believe there's more than 100 people jumped on just overnight.
Straight
and only went up at 7 o'clock last night.
How wonderful is that? I'm starting to get excited just thinking about it. So we've got until October.
Absolutely.
Before that happens. Tell us some of the other things.
That'll go
Eric.
By in a blink.
Hey, I will. Oh, yes. Like 2024. Did we have 2024?
That's right.
Yeah. Tell us a little bit more about some of the things that we can expect. And also, I know you can't give us too many names about our entertainers at this point, but we know, firstly, we know of Becky Cole coming, and of course the Vixens of Fall, some of the other people that might be singing and dancing and entertaining us.
Yeah, well, Friday night is a long table dining experience,
yeah.
and we're expecting about 120 people.
Okay.
We're holding it inside the Gamgee Pavilion, and the reason for that obviously is that we want to weatherproof ourselves, because
yes.
we are not cancelling this festival. It will go on even if I have to play on a ukulele and the Vixens of Fall sing with me. And the simple fact is that we're really creating a atmosphere within the Gamgee Pavilion, which people are going to talk about for years to come.
Good.
It's going to be our First Nations showcase.
Mm-hmm.
So we've got some really exciting performers coming for that, including tribal link dancers, when we have a full production arranged in the round. So the long table dining will be in a gazebo covered with neon stars. There will be no other lighting in the pavilion.
Okay, so nice and
light. Yeah, exactly. We've set the atmosphere. The theatre will happen in the round, so it'll surround the actual dining tables.
Okay.
So and we've got all Indigenous led artists, and we finish off with a 12-piece soul band from Mergen who will dance the night away. Of course, then all behind the scenes, all that'll disappear, and it'll be prepared for the main concert the following night.
Mm-hmm.
However, in the morning, we start off with a truckies breakfast, nice and early, and the North Lakes Lions Club is coming to run that for us. That'll have bush poets and some entertainment as well. Then it'll go on to the Stardust, Queensland Stardust Talent Quest, which is for only Queensland residents.
Yes.
And the whole idea is we'll do some prejudging because we expect a large number of nominations. We'll do some prejudging and 10 to 12 of those people will appear on the day.
Okay, and so that'll be entertainment in itself.
Well, it will be. And interspersed between that in those judging moments, we've got Music Care coming along and bringing their NDIS artists. So they, it's a unique opportunity for them to showcase their talents. Dan Neeb from Music Care does a tremendous job in training these musicians and uses professional music backing, which will be there on the day entertaining as well. And we'll have a full show band and, yeah, it'll all happen. Becky Cole will be our headliner for the day. She'll finish off at around 4 o'clock, I think, at this stage. And then the action will transfer over to the Gamgee Pavilion again, and we've got another 5 artists that will appear in there right through till mid, through till about 10:30, and then we'll have the DJ to finish up the night until 12 p.m.
Okay, so if we're planning to go, and why wouldn't you, Eric? What do we take with us?
Well, the whole idea, and it's obviously weather based.
Yes.
And we've got the opportunity. If the weather is inclement, then we'll switch everything indoors.
Mm-hmm.
However, plan is to do the initial daytime activities outside in the main arena. So bring along your blanket, bring along your chairs, and set yourself up to have a good day. Everything, all of the meat smokers and the craft beer people, and obviously the soft drinks and things, will be at affordable prices. So families can have a day out without burning the bridges in terms of their wallet.
Lovely. And obviously we're going to have coffee, we're going to have all sorts of food, and that will go on all throughout the day and into the evening?
Yes, into the evening. We've got separate set of food vendors
coming for the dinner.
For dinner.
Oh, good.
And, of course, the sponsors will all have their own displays and things on show as well, so there'll be a number of those things happening. The showground committee are very kindly going to be running bars and doing stuff for us on the night.
Yeah.
So it'll be well catered for in the evening sessions. Those tickets will be a separate ticket to the daytime tickets.
Okay.
So, yeah.
So, and all of this is online. So the information that anybody would need to know is all there online.
It isn't at the moment. It'll come out on February 9th. We're actually releasing the lineup.
Okay.
And then we're releasing the tickets the same day.
Okay. So
now, the local artists, Vixens of Fall, 78 Sound, and a few others,
mm-hmm.
Will be going around doing showcases in the primary schools.
Mm-hmm.
And due to the generosity of our major sponsor, they'll be handing out free tickets to the children.
Oh, my goodness.
So Mum and Dad, will we expect some pressure to be there?
A little bit of pressure to be
there. But, yeah, the kids will be free with a paying adult.
Yeah.
So two free child's tickets with every paying adult.
Okay.
We're hoping for a great rollout on the Saturday during the day.
Yeah, I think it'll be fabulous. And I'm just looking here, Eric, at the calendar. Tell us a little bit about this calendar.
Yeah, well, the Urban Cowboy calendar was a concept that we put together to raise funds to pay the artists. Rather than go for government funding, we thought we'll raise the money ourselves. And we got 18 wonderful sponsors who helped us pay for the calendar.
Yeah.
We've sold a number of them off in various outlets around Beechmere and Caboolture. Now we're actually going to start releasing them to the public free of charge.
Oh, there you go. Oh, so this one here I have in front of me, it could be good.
And it's all 12 local tradies and guys who've put their hands up, sacrificed their ego to go on there. I know my son was not exactly enamoured with the idea of being on a calendar, but his mates were, and we ended up with all local guys on it, and it's been tremendous. The response has been tremendous.
Absolutely lovely, yes. And believe it or not, once you get a guy in the mood and get him behind the camera or in front of the camera, sometimes you can't get them away from it. I've experienced that as
That's
well.
That's right,
Eric.
Yeah.
So how good is that?
We suddenly turn them into models.
Absolutely. And they love every minute of it. Eric, I'm excited about this, and I am sure that your sponsors know the benefit of this because they've experienced it prior to, I would imagine. And we're just going to try and make this the best possible urban music festival that we've seen for years. And obviously, we have missed it terribly.
Yeah, it has. I think it will be a tremendous responsibility, good for the community to be able to come together and celebrate without costing a fortune.
A fortune, yeah.
And I think it's a reflection. And, of course, next year we'll build it up to 2 days and the year after that to three days, you know.
Yeah.
So we're just going to do it in a sustainable way so its growth is organic. We'll start to increase the elements that are involved in it next year. This first year is our maiden voyage, so to speak. We're just going to keep it tight. The tickets will be limited.
Yes.
We simply do not have the capacity to take too many. So the daytime tickets, I think, will probably cap out at about 1,500 people.
Oh, okay.
So it's very tight.
Okay.
The nighttime tickets, a similar amount.
Okay. Oh, well, that's not bad for nighttime then.
So we just can't fit things. But we'll have different elements in there. We'll have a VIP stand, of course, because we've got to look after our sponsors.
Yeah.
But we'll also have the elevation station. Now, the elevation station came to us through an idea that I threw around with the director of music here, Dan Neeb. And we're actually doing a raised scaffolding platform so that people who are in wheelchairs or have limited mobility will be able to sit in an area that's raised above the crowd.
Okay. So that'll be very comfortable for them, won't it?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And also we'll have a chill-out zone that is being sponsored by a local memorial business.
Mm-hmm.
That'll enable people who are being overwhelmed by the sight, the smells and the whole thing can go away and chill out there in a bit of a relative peace before they get back into the fray.
Oh, just get back into the fray because it just makes you feel good. And with regional festivals, Eric, we've heard a lot of them sort of going down, and we don't want to do that, do we? People want this live music.
They do. Live music's becoming more and more of a thing. Of course, the country music genre is growing rapidly.
Mm-hmm.
In the States, it's over 51% of the people listen to country music, and Australia's fast becoming the same way.
Okay.
And it's not only traditional country music. So it's a mix of traditional country music and modern country music.
Yes.
But that's the way of the future. And that's, you know, for all of us old traditionists who listen to Slim Dusty, I mean, you can cling on so long, but eventually you're going to have to recognise that the world is changing. We need to be part of that. And as a result, the fact that we're community-based means that we have more of a chance of it growing organically without depending on huge government funds that if they're suddenly unavailable. And that's happened to a couple of major festivals here in Queensland where the funds have been pulled and for one reason or another, the festival collapsed, and I don't want that to happen.
No, we certainly don't want that to happen. We've done without it long enough. Eric, I'm delighted to be speaking with you today and to hearing the story and hearing your enthusiasm. We here at 101.5 are just tickled pink that we're going to be involved in it. And I think genuinely our president has been pushing for this for many years.
He has.
Different angles. And the fact that you guys are now coming along to do it and to help the homeless as well, Eric, because it is a big issue in our community, right across Australia, in fact.
It is. And I guess in addressing homelessness, no one can do something that addresses all homelessness.
No.
So we've picked out a group that we can help, that we have proven through our activity we've been able to help, and that's what we want to capitalise on.
There you go.
So women, men over 55 in danger of being homeless, we make sure that they have an opportunity for a house and a home with dignity.
And who could criticise anything like that? The wonderful thing is, Eric, is that you've got it going. That website's going to be well and truly launched before mid-February. So, ladies and gentlemen, you've got until, well, better get in quick, but we're all looking forward to happening on the 3rd of October, 3rd and 4th of October.
Yep. Tickets on sale on the 9th of February.
Yep.
The launch will be at the Caboolture Showgrounds during the markets at 10 a.m.
Okay. And that's on that Sunday then?
That's on the Sunday during the community market. Yeah.
Right. Wow. Whereabouts exactly at the markets?
They're still working out where, because obviously we're expecting quite a turn up for it.
Absolutely.
The tickets will be available to purchase on the day.
Okay.
And we'll have the children's tickets available as well.
Yep.
We've got live crosses coming from the nationally recognised country music artist who I can't tell you about yet, which is killing me. as my daughter say, I'm the worst person at keeping secrets.
Don't tell him.
Yeah, Don't say it. Don't say it. But, yeah, so and people will have to get in quick. You know, they'll have to get in quick, otherwise you'll miss out.
And I was just thinking, Eric, you know, 1,500 people in the showgrounds during the day, that's going to be good. But, oh, boy, I would have loved to have heard 2,000 and 3,000 because I'm sure you're going to get bigger numbers.
Well, I guess it'll depend on community response. But,
yeah.
But once again, in the idea of keeping it sustainable and within budget, that's what we're budgeting for.
All right.
If we get a better response, that's wonderful and we'll gratefully accept it.
Yes. So would I be able, if I woke up on the Saturday morning and it was the most beautiful day, would I then be able to head out and buy a ticket?
My belief is no.
Okay.
I think that we'll find that it'll sell out fairly quickly.
Okay. Well, let's hope for that because then we can look forward to next year. Eric Whitehouse, thank you so much.
My pleasure.
From the community here in Caboolture, because we need our Urban Music Festival. We need it.
We're live in 25.
Sounds good to me. Thank you, Eric, for talking to us this
morning.
Thank
you.